Medicine returns for a powerful new season.
Our role is being there on someone's worst day.
It can also be a really tough place to work.
Step onto the front line with First Nations medical practitioners.
You had a fall, did you?
With unprecedented access.
You can't control what's going to happen next.
The series reveals how modern medicine and cultural knowledge work together to deliver better care.
That's a pretty beautiful thing to be part of.
Our Medicine. Stream now on SBS On Demand.
You're listening to SBS News.
The recent attempt by Iran to launch a missile attack on the UK-US airbase on the island of Diego Garcia in the middle of the Indian Ocean has raised questions about the real strength of Iran's firepower. Iran previously has put a self-imposed limit on its ballistic missile program, limiting their range to 2,000 kilometres. Diego Garcia is well outside that range, 4,000 kilometres from Iran. And as the war drags on, how much weaponry does Iran have in reserve? Justin Bronk is an air power and defence analyst at the defence think tank, the Royal United Services Institute. He's told the Associated Press Iran's resources are not limitless.
So, yeah, Iran is probably now getting towards not the dregs exactly, but the kind of remaining carefully husbanded core of what's left of its ballistic missile arsenal and having to be pretty careful about how it uses them.
So why did Iran launch an attack on the Diego Garcia base?
The logic of targeting Diego Garcia specifically from a military point of view, it is a critical US bomber base. Which is partly why there's been such high-stakes negotiations between the UK and the Mauritian government, mixed up with the long-term US lease of that base. So not many concerns from the Iranian point of view that they hit something devastating in terms of collateral damage that they didn't mean to. So in that sense, also, Diego is probably quite an attractive target. And it also still gets the message across that, oh, look, we do actually have some ability to strike things at considerably longer distances, at least theoretically, than you, the US, or potentially European countries think.
Would they attack Europe?
In terms of why not going for something in Europe, for example, to be honest, I think the answer there is pretty clear, which is European countries haven't joined in. And so from the Iranian point of view, the last thing they want is another country or more countries joining the direct strikes from the US and Israel. So in military terms, it's more of a symbolic threat than a real one. But at the same time, it doesn't directly threaten any European general public or infrastructure or other sort of things which could lead to a groundswell of political requests or pressure to join US-Israeli operations.
How much weaponry does Iran have left?
Iran almost certainly has at least several hundred remaining ballistic missiles, plus quite a lot more drones and anti-ship missiles and mines. I suspect the Iranian military is getting rather worried, however, because every missile they fire is irreplaceable at this stage, at least in an immediate sense, because of the air superiority that US and Israeli forces have over pretty much all of Iran and have had for a while. So attempting to build new ones in factories and move them to launch sites and things is going to be pretty much impossible at any scale.
SBS Music Station is coming.
SBS Pop Europe.
Filled with Eurovision hits non-stop.
You want more?
Tune in from the 1st of May.
On DAB Radio, online.
The SBS Audio app.
And SBS On Demand.